JWN0TR. Still got a lot of pain. This is the very first time that I've driven in just to get a hot dog day down at QT. Sound like you're out walking those little puppies.
I am. I thought this operation was supposed to make that pain go away. Just not to that point yet.
Not. I wish you was right. And then I guess there's no party either. They took it out the old-fashioned way, and he said it's a bigger stint. But, yes, I believe it will, but it's sure one of the more painful ones I ever had, and the longest-lasting pain ones I ever had, other than lung surgery. That was the worst. But thank God he's there, and I hope he does us a great job, and I have full confidence in him. But you don't want to walk up and give me a hug and touch my back, put it that way. Bernice tried that.
Lies out there feels that had something very, very similar to that. He could stand for anybody touching his back. And somebody did one day, and boy, he looked like he went on fire. And he could go through that. The wound was still fresh.
And, you know, Dave, that's exactly how it feels. And to top it off, I decided I was going to go outside and sit down in the swing and watch Bernice work out in the strawberry garden. As I walked out, I turned the door loose, and guess where the little cylinder brought the door handle back to?
Older, those kinds of things happen more to us. I think it's because we're not moving as fast as we're used to. I think that's the reason, but yeah, I know.
Right. But you know, the only complaint I have is this is the first time that the doctor never come back after a big long surgery and talked to the family. I just had that one the other day when they put that stent in, and when Bernice had her hip replaced, it was a couple of hours later, and the Dr. Shirley come back in and talked to all of us when I was back awake. And I don't know, I just thought he should have. He might have got tied up, you know, because he was already doing one of those surgeries when I got there. And I was the second one, and he was going to do three that day. And they're very long. They schedule them for 211 minutes. He said they don't usually take that long, but it was a serious thing, put it that way. But I like his honesty. I said, "How will it feel there, doctor?" And he said, "Oh, about like somebody stabbed me in the back with a big knife."
Give it to him. I mean, he is honest. Amy likes that about him as well. Because she can ask him a question and she'll get an honest answer, and it will be in plain English. So it's 100% understandable. And I've listened to him talk like that too, because most of the time I'm either about to go under or I'm coming out from being under. So I'm not as coherent as she is. But yeah, that's a really good doctor. We got super lucky with him.
This is M0GR. Amen to that, Dave, yes. We did, and he's answered every single question in the office and been straightforward about it, and I like that, too. There's no question about he knows exactly what he's doing, and I'll just be honest with you, having a man as smart as you are and don't blush, there's just no denying it. That would tell me that this guy is an excellent doctor. That means a whole lot to us, don't it?
Yes, it does.
Your opinion matters. Everybody's opinion matters equally well. Same here. And I'm just real thankful. He was really, really straightforward with me, too, one time when I was asking him questions about that. They usually have a bedside manner, and if they're straight and open with you, the bedside manner takes to hit. Well, he doesn't care about that. He's going to tell you, he's going to let you know. And that's a whole lot better than you're thinking it's going to be one way and then turning out something totally different.
But he made one mistake. He said it felt like a big knife. No, it didn't. He felt like Jim Bowie's Bowie knife went in my back. The hole's not all that big, but after I got hit that day, it bled a little bit. So his nurses are fantastic, Megan and Sam. And I called her, and she said, just attach a picture and send it in my chart. And I tried, and I couldn't do it. So she sent me another email address, and I put it in that. And I'm pretty sure it went through. I haven't heard anything back. But, you know, my computer skills are just not at your level. I don't know how to get them off of the iPhone sometimes onto the laptop. And like you said, with that security on there, they won't talk to each other. Well, the computers won't anyway. But iPhone's a totally different bird than that HP laptop.
From my charter, what kind of issue is that? Getting messages from one to another.
She just told me to attach a picture to a message that she sent me and send it back to her, just hit reply. Usually can't reply on there, but this had a place for an attachment. And I'm stupid, Dave. I can't run the computer that well, and I didn't know. She said, just email it to you yourself on your laptop and then send it from your laptop. I think that's what finally got it through. But I'm gonna corner my daughter. They went to Columbia today to see about signing up my our grandson to go to school down there, or else Charlotte. I don't know which one you'll wind up at. I'm going to corner her and make her get that a little more clear to me, so I can do that easier. Just, I don't know why. Something to do with one being Apple and the other not.
There's some things I can do on my phone I can't do on the computer. There's some things on the computer I can't do on the phone. And it's not because of the computer or the phone. It's because of the people that write the software for the computer isn't the same team as the people that write the software for the phone. They're two separate teams of people. And they have the same requirements, but their interpretation of their requirements isn't always the same. So that's pretty frequent. One will do one thing and the other one won't, and vice versa. That's not that uncommon. W4DJW.
Perfectly clear. I'll get busy on that, writing some new software. Hey, Dave, thank you for riding along with us. We are down here at QT at Wade Hampton, and that's as far as we're going to go, but I just feel lucky to be able to get out, and I think we might eat outside. It says 74 degrees. It's been hotter than that. You take care. Have a good walk, and we'll catch you down the line. W4DJW. N0TR 73.
Today, kind of windy. The dogs are loving it. We're on our third tour to La Mesa. We're on our third pass. Anyway, you guys enjoy the afternoon. I'm going to do the same. Me and Amy and the dogs and the cat. N0TR W4DJW Portable. X W4DJW. You listen, Patrick.